This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Welcome to another episode of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk radio. I'm your host, Shefalika Botnagar, and today we're discussing preventable blindness with Dr. Jeffrey Levinson. Doctor, how are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Well, I am very excited.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm very excited to have you on the show today. We just had a really interesting little bit of news come to Jacksonville here in Northeast Florida with a very famous YouTuber, Mr. Beast, reaching out to you for you to help him find people with cataracts to be treated. Seeing as you're an ophthalmologist, can you tell me a little bit about your medical expertise and what you do here in Northeast Florida?
Sure. So I'm an eye surgeon, an ophthalmologist, an MD eye doctor, and I spend my days treating blindness in the form of cataract and glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy. We also fit glasses and contact lenses. But for 30 years, I've coordinated a program called the Gift of Sight Program. Roughly half of all the blindness in the world is related to cataracts, a clouding of the lens within the eye, and it's perfectly curable with a 10-minute surgery that isn't all that expensive. And it's been my belief that nobody in Jacksonville, nobody in the world, but certainly nobody in Jacksonville, should be blind for need of a 10-minute surgery. So for 30 years, in conjunction with a charity called Vision is Priceless, right here in Jacksonville, we've tried to assure that, in fact, nobody with cataracts and without health insurance doesn't have access to the surgery. They do the surgery for free. The surgery center donates their time or minimizes the fees. And we've been able to do several thousand patients over the course of the last 20 years, assuring that nobody's unnecessarily blind in our city.
Wow, that's really amazing. I see that you're the coordinator of Gift of Sight program at Vision is Priceless, a nonprofit here in Northeast Florida, as well as you're the
Chief Medical Officer of Sea International.
That's right. That's what I was looking for. And the founding director of Levinson Eye Associates, with four locations here in Northeast Florida itself. So tell me how you and Mr. Beast got connected to help Mr. Beast's goal accomplish helping 1,000 people across the U.S.
That's right. It's a story of putting a message out into the world and then never knowing what will happen to that message until it happens. About 5 years ago, I did a TED Talk where I talked about needless blindness and I talked about the prospect that we might end needless blindness in the world. And that TED Talk was not seen by 70 million people over the course of 4 days, as Mr. Beast's video was. It was seen by about 11,000 people over 5 years. So virtually nobody saw it. But one of the people who did see it was Mr. Beast. He called me up and he said, "Hey, it's Mr. Beast. And I saw your TED Talk and I was moved by it. And I want to tell the story. And I want to do free cataract surgery all around the world for 1,000 people 3 weeks from now." And I'd never heard of Mr. Beast at the time. And the whole thing sounded kind of ridiculous, and I almost hung up the phone. But instead, I Googled him, and it turns out he's this big worldwide phenomenon. He's got 130 million subscribers to his YouTube channel, has 60 full-time staff, and revenues of perhaps $80 million a year. So he was a real deal, and I called him back. and a few weeks later, we did 40 surgeries here in Jacksonville on patients who were blind and unable to pay for surgery. And then through my connections with Sea International, I was able to hook him up all around the world with poor and blind people in need of surgery. And we did about 1,000 people over the course of 3 weeks.
I'm really excited to hear about how you found these 40 patients here in Northeast Florida and Jacksonville to be treated.
Yeah. So ordinarily, when people come into my office and they don't have health insurance and they don't have any other means of paying for surgery, we hook them up with a gift-to-sight program and we get them done. So at the moment he called, I didn't have a single patient saved up. So one of the challenges I faced is he wanted to come in 3 weeks and I had to find as many blind people as I could in a very short period of time. So I called every homeless clinic and every free medical clinic and every medical outlet that I could. And I said, "Hey, have you got anybody in need of surgery who can't afford it?" And over the course of just 3 weeks, we gathered up 40 patients right here in North Florida who were blind or nearly completely blind, most of them in both eyes, and who didn't have the means to pay for cataract surgery. It's a testament to the failures of our medical system that we were able to find so many people so quickly. But we gathered up those 40 people and did surgery on them over the course of one day in early October. And one by one, they entered the operating room, came out, and could see again. And Mr. Beast's video, for those who haven't seen it, is just a compilation of the expressions of joy and gratitude of these 40 patients in Jacksonville and another 960 around the world who suddenly had their lives and their freedom and their independence restored through cataract surgery.
That is remarkably moving. And I'm sure that not only many people have heard of Mr. Beast, but now this puts you and your nonprofits that you're associated with on the map here in Northeast Florida. Because if you can accomplish 40 surgeries in one day, is that what you said in October?
Yeah.
One day?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how easy and quick and hopefully painless these procedures are for these patients.
Yeah, right. So I'm glad you put it that way. For the patients, the surgery is, in fact, easy and quick and painless. Surgery takes about 10 minutes. We numb the eye with some drops so people can't feel it. We give a little medicine through an IV to get people relaxed. And then the surgery is done through an incision of less than an eighth of an inch in size. So when it's done, people don't need a patch. They get up and go home. They can go back to working and driving and going back to their normal lives the next day. For the people who we did through the Gift of Sight program who are completely blind, they can resume, you know, living independently. Those who are without work can get back to work. Those who haven't been able to pay their rent can pay their rent again. It doesn't just restore sight. It restores freedom and dignity and independence. It's a terrible hardship to be unnecessarily blind. And it's a great relief to these people to be able to have the freedom to once again engage in their lives and live their lives.
I can only imagine what an incredible feeling they must have walking out of your surgery room. Can you tell me from your experience what some of their reactions were like and what you witnessed from these 40 patients?
Yeah. So let me tell you briefly, I've done, I don't know, maybe 30,000 cataract surgeries in over the course of my career. And for the longest time, I thought I knew what cataract surgery was all about. But about 10 years ago, I had developed cataracts myself, and I had cataract surgery myself. And I remember the morning after surgery, waking up and looking out, and the sky was so blue that it just stunned me. And the world was so vivid and bright and full of life in a way that I had forgotten. I had lived in a muted world. And of course, my cataracts weren't bad cataracts. They were relatively mild. If you can imagine being completely locked in by blindness, by darkness, and being delivered from this world of darkness, that's the way people in the Philippines describe it. Thank you for delivering me from the world of darkness. It's an extraordinarily liberating thing. It's almost biblical. You know, in fact, it is biblical to go from blinded to sighted, to go from enslaved by debility to free of disability. It's a remarkable job I have, and I'm grateful for it every day.
That's so beautifully put. I can only imagine what it must have felt like. Even for you, having had cataracts for yourself, you mentioned that you felt you could notice the mutedness. I believe the cataracts does develop slowly over time. What are some signs that led you to realize cataracts is invading your eyesight?
So in my life, I remember one day driving home and being surprised at how annoying the lights of the oncoming cars were. And that was something that I heard myself saying that, and I thought, that's something I usually hear my patients say. And then I remember saying, boy, the print in the newspaper is not as good as it used to be, which was another indication that I was slowly losing my sight. The world just gets, you don't notice it because it happens so slowly, as you mentioned. But when you're released from it, the release is instantaneous. So it's stunning how bright and beautiful and vivid the world becomes the day after cataract surgery. And of course, that's something I hear every day, every week. In my normal practice, it's magnified among the people who are blind, among people who aren't just blurry as I was, but who are blind or nearly blind. These people can suddenly, right in the operating room, you can see them look up from the operating table when I bring the microscope away, and they can suddenly see. They say, oh my God, I can see the ceiling. I can see my hand. And then, not uncommonly, they start to cry. And then, even though we've done it 10,000 times, sometimes my nurses will start to cry right along with them. It's a beautiful moment.
My goodness, I can only imagine how much fulfillment and joy that your work brings you, and not just to your patients, but to your staff as well. Tell me a little bit more about your experience dealing with Mr. Beast and what your future plans are for your nonprofits. I'd love to learn more about Gift of Sight and Vision is Priceless, and also to discuss your TED Talk.
Yeah, so here in Jacksonville, our goal is to, simply put, to assure that nobody's blind in our city for need of a 10-minute surgery. And hopefully the Mr. Beast publicity will raise some awareness of Vision is Priceless and raise some funds for Vision is Priceless. I do the surgery for free, and the surgery center discounts their fees, but there are still some costs incurred whenever we do a free surgery. So support for Vision is Priceless helps to support the notion that nobody in our city will be blind for need of a 10-minute surgery. Worldwide, it's a bigger problem. There are roughly 700 million people in the world who still live on less than $2 a day. So there are desperately poor people around the world, and half of all the blindness in the world is concentrated among the poorest people of the world and related to cataracts. Cataract surgery in the poorer parts of the world can be done for a cost of about $25 to $50. So the material costs of the surgery are not high, but $50 for somebody who lives on $2 a day is an impossible sum. And through my charities, See International, we are hoping to build capacity and create the skill set among host doctors overseas to enable these surgeries to be done among the world's poorest and blindest people. There's no reason in the world that someone should be blind for need of a cataract surgery, especially one that can be done for $50. And we are looking forward to the day that we as a people recognize that as a moral outrage and take the steps that are necessary to end needless blindness in the world.
Well, that is an incredible goal, and I do hope you accomplish that. That is such a insightful, no pun intended, perspective on the role as a physician, that the mark you can make on this world. Your organization, Vision is Priceless, the Gift of Sight program. If our listeners want to find out more, you can go to visionispriceless.org/giftofsight, where you can not only find Dr. Jeffrey Levinson's TED Talk discussing ending preventable blindness, you can also find more information about how to donate and also watch the Mr. Beast video where 1,000 people see for the first time. I want to know a little bit more about your organization, See International. I see here that you have also helped Mr. Beast partner with See International to go to Honduras, Kenya, Ghana, and the Philippines. So tell me about Ghana and Kenya and Honduras and the Philippines and your experience there.
Yeah. So let me start with some basic facts. Cataract surgery in the United States is pretty common. 4 million people get cataract surgery every year. So it's one of the most common and one of the most effective of surgeries, perhaps the most effective of surgeries. But the cost of cataract surgery here in the United States is roughly $2,000. We use a miniaturized ultrasound probe and a machine that costs $50,000 or $60,000 and an expensive microscope. And that type of surgery is out of the reach of people in the poorest parts of the world. It's just too expensive. But there were some really clever, innovative doctors, perhaps 15 years ago, who were able to re-engineer cataract surgery, reimagine it. And it now can be done without the fancy ultrasound machinery, without the expensive technology, basically manually by hand, in about 10 minutes at a cost of $25 to $50. So there was a great innovation in creative energy that enabled a modification of cataract surgery that suddenly made it possible to dream about ending blindness even in the poor parts of the world. See International teaches this technique of manual cataract surgery without technology and without instrumentation. And we travel around the world. We do 200 trips a year to 50 different countries, working alongside host doctors, teaching them the technique, frankly, learning the technique from them as well. Bringing over the materials, the $25 or $50 in materials necessary for surgery, and providing free care to those most in need. So I was in the Philippines perhaps about 4 months ago, and over the course of 8 days, we did 1,491 surgeries on people who were blind, sometimes blind for years and years, people who had never seen their own grandchildren, who had been disabled and blind for as long as 10 years. So it's something you never get tired of. It's something that when I'm there, I'm exhausted. You know, we never sleep. We work all day and all night, it feels like. And it's terribly stressful and terribly exhausting. But as soon as I come home, I'm dreaming about going out again. It's worth saying the surgery pays for itself, because the average family income in the poor parts of the world after cataract surgery doubles in the year after surgery. So you've got somebody who's typically able-bodied and otherwise able to work, who's completely sidelined, their life, you know, held in abeyance, completely on hold. You fix their cataract, they go back to work, and you can double a family income by doing a cataract surgery. It's also worth saying that it saves lives. The death rate among blind people in the poor parts of the world is 3 times higher than the rate among sighted people. So when you restore somebody's sight, you extend their life. People die from blindness in the poor parts of the world.
That's very true. And it's interesting, the distinction between cataracts, where it's this inherent, like, it's just cleaning the lens, so to speak, is cleaning the eye.
Yeah.
Whereas
it's just a cloudy lens.
Right. Just a cloudy lens, just like I would clean my glasses if they were, you know, or clean my contacts when they get dirty. But when it comes to glaucoma and other degenerative diseases, that has to do with the nerve connections from the eye to the brain, which is essentially like your power cable between your phone and the wall socket, you know, becoming untethered or becoming broken in that sense. Is that a fair metaphor?
Yeah. I guess the other way to think of it is, you know, we think of a spinal cord injury. Someone gets paralyzed in a car accident. We don't have a way to fix the spinal cord. Or someone has a stroke. We don't have a way to repair nerve tissue, to restore the part of a brain that's damaged by a stroke. And glaucoma is the same way, macular degeneration as well. We don't have the means to grow back an optic nerve that's been damaged or restore them on a microscopic level, the cells in the macula that have been damaged by macular degeneration. So those are high-tech problems for which we don't yet have suitable, perfectly reliable solutions. Cataracts, on the other hand, we got that. And it's just a matter of finding the moral will to apply it around the world. And doing that would end most of the blindness in the world.
Wow, 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
I want our
10 minutes and $50 overseas and, you know, less than $500 here.
Wow, that's incredible. For our listeners out there, if you have a loved one or you yourself are suffering from cataracts, you can go to visionispriceless.org/giftofsight, where you can see the qualifications and take a qualification screening to see if you can be a part of this program. I see here on your website that patients are chosen to become part of the Gift of Sight program based on a few factors, including but not limited to being uninsured, legally blind in both eyes due to cataracts, or if you are a Northeast Florida resident, and if you have limited income. So are there any other requirements that our listeners should know about?
No, I think that's all. Those are the requirements. Of course, if for those who have insurance, of course, insurance pays for cataract surgery. So anybody who's got health insurance ought to have access to appropriate care to fix their cataracts. But there are people who fall between the cracks. As you know, Florida chose not to extend Medicaid under the Accountable Care Act. So 16% of all Floridians have no access to health insurance and therefore no access to cataract surgery. That amounts to roughly 300,000 people in the state of Florida who don't have any access to health insurance. And Florida has more blind people than all but one other state because of the decision not to extend Medicaid to poor people in need.
I see. And in addition to our aging population, I'm wondering if some of these patients are also people who are, as you mentioned, slipped through the cracks. Perhaps they're unemployed, they are homeless or experiencing homelessness. They may be children of immigrants. They may be children of people undergoing poverty right now who don't have the financial means to be able to afford these things.
It's a complicated network of healthcare that we've built, and it's easy to fall through the cracks. The other thing to say is that most of our health insurance is of course job based. So as you start losing vision, it gets harder to work, and once you lose your job, you lose your insurance, and then the next thing you know, you can't pay your rent and you lose your home. So there were several people in the Mr. Beast video who were homeless, but they weren't homeless because they were suffering from drug abuse or alcoholism or anything like that. They were homeless because they couldn't pay their rent, and they couldn't pay their rent because they lost their job, and they lost their job because they were blind. So fixing the blindness fixes the whole problem, fixes the homelessness, fixes the joblessness, restores people to fullness.
And whether it's a first world country like the U.S. or it's a third world country across the world, blindness is something that is necessary in order to be able to provide for yourself. And so much of what we see and value in America is that, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But if you physically can't see, there's a limitation on the number of financial opportunities you have. It's just that plain and simple.
Right. And it's worth saying that there are blind people who are active, busy, productive participants in our society. But it's a handicap, and it's difficult to overcome. Most of the experience of the world that we have through our eyes. And without eyes, it's a lot more difficult to navigate the world. It's worth saying, but it goes without saying.
I understand. Well, tell me how people can reach you at your office, and how you prefer for people to be able to reach you in order to ask any questions or schedule any appointments for themselves or their loved ones.
Yeah. So my practice is called Levinson Eye Associates, and we have actually five offices. We opened a new office at the beach last week. Our website is levinsoneye.com, and our office phone number is 904-366-3781. And we've been serving the Jacksonville community for over 35 years, and we're grateful for the support of our neighbors and friends, and eager to continue to provide excellent eye services in the years to come.
That's fantastic. And just a couple of last-minute questions before we end this episode. Do you see yourself becoming YouTube famous now that Mr. Beast has put your work out there?
I think it was Andy Warhol who said that everybody, that in the future, everybody will have 15 minutes of fame. So I feel like this is my 15 minutes. and it will last a week or two, and then I'll be just a regular guy like everybody else again.
Congratulations.
But I do hope that the message reverberates, that the message of ending needless blindness reverberates long before nobody's heard of Jeff Levinson any longer.
Well, that is ties beautifully into my last question. What can people do today to prevent their own blindness? Are there yearly or six-month checkups that people should be asking for when they go to their doctors?
Yeah, so adults should get an eye exam every year. Children under the age of 5 should have an eye exam once. Vision is Priceless provides free eye screenings to 40,000 children a year in and around the First Coast. But adults should get eye exams every year. And then the most important thing is don't smoke. Eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. If you have diabetes or high blood pressure, take care of it. Those are the sorts of things that can prevent blindness down the road, as well as heart attacks and strokes and a whole host of other things you don't want to have. Take good care of yourself.
I see. Well, on that note, I'm curious if these 40 people here in Northeast Florida that benefited from your partnership with Mr. Beast, I was wondering if any of them, can you tell me a little bit about just the demographics? What was the age range? What were some of the memorable moments from that one day in October when you worked with Mr. Beast?
Yeah, of course, these were uninsured people, so that all of them, you know, anybody who in the United States who's over 65, who's a citizen, has access to Medicare and therefore health insurance. And children under the age of 18 have access to Medicaid. So all these people were between the ages of 18 and 64. And most of them were, as you might imagine, they're in their 50s and 60s. They're old enough to develop cataracts and yet too young for Medicare. And many of them were either working up until the weeks or months before their surgery, or were a few that were continuing to work. There was a gentleman I met who worked in a tire shop, and he said he could barely, you know, he could barely see to do his job, but with a little help from his colleagues, he was able to continue to work, but he was pretty much completely blind. And the day after surgery, he came back in for his post-op visit, and he already had grease on his hands. He was back at work. So these are brave and resourceful people struggling to do their best despite handicap, and most of the Mr. Beast patients are now back at work, back to productively contributing to their family, and grateful for the opportunity to have bumped into celebrity in the form of Mr. Beast.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to speak to you today. Thank you so much for giving us at Jax Journal and WOKV some of your time. I've been speaking to Dr. Jeffrey Levinson, and we have been just on a phenomenal story so far with this restoring eyesight across Northeast Florida and the world, and with the help of YouTube megastar Mr. Beast. I'm really appreciative of everything that you've been doing so far up to this point, and enjoy your 15 minutes of fame. I look forward to what comes next for you. I know you're going to get right back out there and travel the world, restoring sight and bringing people into the light out of their own darkness. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure, and let's all look forward and work together towards a day where blindness is a thing of the past.
I agree. Thank you to our listeners of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shefalika Bhatnagar, and we've spoken today with Dr. Jeffrey Levinson. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another episode of Jack's Journal.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.